from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yes, indeed. Hour number 2 here on Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Zello, Matt Scraby, cruising along with you for another 3 hours. Padres off today, back in action tomorrow in the nation's capital against the Washington Nationals. Things got a little testy last time these two teams matched up at Petco Park. It ended well for the Padres. Let's just say as much. And they look to continue what has been a pretty successful start to the longest road trip of the season.
Yeah, great start, obviously. Getting the 2 out of 3 in Cleveland, Tony. And, you know, the Nationals, Dave Martinez was in the paper today here and saying that, you know, this whole whatever nastiness happened last time is behind him. They're not thinking about it. They're moving on. You know, that always remains to be seen. But don't you think if you're the Padres, even though it really would be kind of enticing, I think, to at least throw one pitch at Keibert Ruiz's ankle, that you just let a sleeping dog lie if you're the Padres? Because,
yeah, I think so.
You know, you beat them the first time. Why rile them up? They just swept the series from Cincinnati, so they're feeling a little better about things. But why?
Yeah, and you're undermanned.
You know, they're a little undermanned. So what? Just try to go out and beat them. That's the best way to keep things, you know, in your favor.
Keep stacking series victories. That should just remain the goal. I mean, you know, if the things were different, you know, maybe. But I think right now you got good. Just took 2 or 3 from a very good Guardians team. As you said, the Nationals come in feeling pretty good about themselves, too, as they just swept the series they played in. So,
yeah
you got to come in, you know, out of this off day, you know, ready to hit the ground running.
Well, it'll be Vasquez tomorrow. Washington has not decided, at least that's what it says here, on their starting pitcher tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see what Dave Martinez does. Matt Waldron will be right back at it on Wednesday, followed by Dylan Cease on Thursday. That's a morning game, by the way. Thursday morning. And so I don't know if we're going to have a morning for us. Yeah, I think it starts at like 9 o'clock Thursday morning.
Really?
Here in San Diego. Yeah, so let me double check it. Yeah, it's, 9:05 San Diego time on Thursday. There's that. You know, one thing that's happened in the last six games, the three before the All-Star break, three here in Cleveland. Don't think anybody's mentioned it, but I did see a tweet about it, so I'm going to bring it up. Xander Bogaerts is 8-for-17 since coming off the injured list. He's hit the ground running. You know, hasn't had maybe the big fly or anything like that, but, you know, he's back. I think that in and itself.
Five multi-hit games is in his time being back.
Yeah, so 5 out of 6. I mean, that's okay, right? I mean, so that's good. And we talked about the overriding thing with Xander back is that it gives you your best defense. And you're talking about winning a 2-1 game in Cleveland yesterday. Tony, please correct me if I'm wrong. But the biggest play of the entire day, unfortunately, as good as Michael King was not Michael King. It was Manny Machado going up to meet that throw and throwing out Ramirez trying to get into second base. To me, that was the game right there, because otherwise they got second and third, nobody out.
Yeah, it's a huge play. And although the Guardians did get that run in from third, they only had that opportunity. There was no more opportunities after that because Manny came up to meet that throw from right.
If he waits for it, he's got no chance.
He ultimately saved Peralta from making what would have been a bad mistake trying to even attempt to throw out. I forget who it was going to third, but Manny coming up and meeting that throw and then getting Ramirez on the backside to cut him down, it was huge. It was a huge, huge play what ended up being a one-run game.
I absolutely love plays like that win games. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. Errors are, you know, in the books. It happens. But it's plays that are made versus plays that are not made that decide close 2-1 games like that. And that was a play that was made by Manny. So, beautiful job. Higashioka came up with a big hit. Second and third, two outs. I always find those to be the most important at-bats of any baseball game because they're two-run at-bats. The guy gets a hit, you get two runs. He gets out, you get zero. And two strikes. I will say that the pitch probably wasn't exactly where Lively wanted it, but Higashioka still had to rake it into the left field corner and bring in those runs. And, you know, I'm just got to be happy for a guy like that, Tony, right, that comes in as a throw-in in the trade. And now Juan Soto hit two home runs today, so let's not forget what he's still doing for New York. But Michael King, Higashioka, Vasquez, these guys have been pretty invaluable coming back here to San Diego.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, you know, based on how the roster ended up being constructed, that he certainly wasn't a throw-in. I mean, he certainly wasn't the highlight of the deal, but they started the year with two catchers, and he was the guy, the backup all along. There was never a question in doubt. And I think we know from having the last couple of years how, you know, having a good backup or a backup in general will ultimately come into play. It has for the Padres over the past however many seasons now. So I think obviously the bonus is him picking it up offensively right at the time where Luis had slowed down and even gotten hurt at that point. He stepped right in, and it couldn't have come at a better time. The Padres have been very fortunate the last two seasons with the catcher spot and them at pockets of time, like picking it up exactly when it needed it. I think last year it was
Sanchez.
It was Sanchez. Gary Sanchez came and hit all the homers, you know, like eight homers in like the first like 15 games or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. Well, Higashioka keeps it up, and that's keeping Camposano kind of on the bench, although he had a nice game on Saturday, which was good to see. A couple of hits and a couple of RBIs. And our guy Suarez continues to shut the door, as he did yesterday. Another four-out save for him.
Real quick, you know what's been impressive is and we've talked about it at different times, is the guys who have been asked to step up have stepped up. Like Peralta, you know, hit him all of a sudden starting to swing the bat better. I mean, it just seems that, and that's why they've been able to, despite missing the guys that they're missing, been able to stay afloat. And this is why, you know, I am positive, so positive about them, because they're doing it right now without all of their pieces, but they're still finding ways to win. I don't know that we've been able to say that in the past. Like, if everybody was hurting, it was a lot harder for these wins to come by. And, you know, I think a lot of it right now is due to their pitching, but nonetheless, they're still finding ways to win games right now.
Agreed. Mike Shildt.
Stay afloat.
Mike Shildt is, you know, keeping this club right there. They're in a three-way tie, a virtual three-way tie with the Mets and the Diamondbacks for the final two playoff spots. The Cardinals, you know, and another thing, we talked about the Braves earlier. I think it's been kind of just conceded that the Braves were going to get the first wild card this year. But you look up now, they're only four games, the Padres. And they now lose Ozzie Albies for 2 months, which is almost the rest of the season. They've already got, you know, Acuna out. They've got Strider out, and Max Fried goes on the injured list too today. That's four, right? That's four big-time all-star players. I think the Braves could very well, you know, be joined in this race by the rest of these teams, and that could open up, you know, all three wild card spots, so... Remains to be seen, but I don't think you can just automatically admit Atlanta into the postseason right now. Got too many guys hurt.
We talk about it too. Like, you need a good team. You need guys to play well. You need some luck too. You need health too.
That's right.
Like,
yes,
all
of
these things like have to happen, and it's not just health. You got to be healthy at the right times, right? It does you no good if you were, you know, not healthy all year long, and then come August, September, everybody's hurt. Like, that's not necessarily the way you want to script it. You have to be healthy. You got to be healthy at the right time, and you got to need some luck, and you got to be good. And so, we'll see. Padres would offer. You guys got any games to? We got any games to bet today?
The Daily Gambit is tough because there's baseball, but there is nothing else. So
that's it.
Yeah, I think we could what do you want to do, Scray?
Oh, we can get rid of it. It's fine.
Get rid of it.
All right.
Get rid of it. I got some games, but nothing's really interesting. Blake Snell's pitching against the Dodgers tonight. It's about the most interesting thing I could come up with on the Daily Gambit.
Yeah, that's not worth a segment, in my opinion. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, did we always struggle with daily during baseball season?
Kind of.
Well, a little bit, but usually,
like, right now is the worst.
Usually we've got some...
NBA.
We've at least got some WNBA, or we've got some MLS. They're all on hiatus right now. Everybody's hiatusing for the Olympics.
Hiatusing.
Yeah, everybody's
similar to ferreting.
So that's ferreting, hiatusing. It's all going on right now before our very eyes, because the Olympics start on Friday, so... Yeah,
I'm looking forward to track and field for the Olympics. Looking forward to that's really what I'm looking forward to most.
Well, I'm looking forward to the breaking.
The breakdancing.
Oh, breakdancing. That's right. I forgot about that.
It's not breakdancing, guys.
Sorry. Breaking.
It's breaking.
Sorry.
Gotta know your terminology.
Do you think Mike Tirico is gonna just slay on the,
you know what,
the
I'm
breaking
gonna do?
Commentary.
I'll tell you one thing. What I'm going to do for 2 weeks is piss and moan about Mike Tirico.
I already feel it. He's not a Mike Tirico fan.
I couldn't stand him on the Open Championship yesterday. It seemed like every time one of the commentators would get a nice groove going, Tirico would chime in with something dumb. I like him.
He is everywhere, though, I gotta say. He is everywhere.
Much.
He's
too
on the Today Show.
That's Chris's guy.
Too much Tirico. And here's the reason I don't like him. It's simple. It's not even his broadcasting ability, because he's obviously good enough to do what he does. It's his arrogance in broadcasting. I don't like people.
You can feel it coming through the TV.
I can feel it coming through the TV. It's as if Mike Tirico gets on the microphone and says, "Hi, I'm better than you, and here we go." And that just annoys me to no end.
You're talking about funny. America's sweetheart.
That would be a good. That would be a good sketch right there, like a good comedy
yeah,
sketch. Like
right.
it's just Chris sitting in front of his TV, and we're getting to hear what is actually being said, but in Chris's head, he is telling
Ooh.
Him exactly those words.
Ooh, yes. we might have an idea here for
might
a little skit in the next couple of weeks.
By the way, I'm in the probably the minority of people who really like the fact that Chris Collinsworth never shuts up on Sunday Night Football. Or is it Monday night? No, Sunday night football.
Yeah, right.
I love the fact that Collinsworth never shuts up on Sunday Night Football because that's the only thing that keeps Tirico quiet for a minute.
Oh, well, this guy right here, he's a football player.
Oh, excuse me. Let me duck in there, Chris, and show you how smart I am first before you continue
like,
your
can
commentary.
Can I have the telestrator, please? I would like to break down this play.
I owe it to Chris Collinsworth for at least keeping him off the air sometimes. Thank you, Chris.
You guys are too funny. All right.
Now that we've gone in that direction.
Speaking of the Olympics, I want to do something about your basketball team, Tony, your LeBron James, you know, men's Olympic team. What was that over the weekend?
What's wrong? They had some close calls?
Close calls. They played South Sudan.
It's not actually a win unless they win by 20. So,
yeah,
I didn't think it was.
He will talk All about right. it.
All right, I see we on that now.
Yes, we
let's,
are.
Let's get to break. We'll talk about some of the USA basketball. What do you guys want to call them? Issues, I guess you guys want to call them?
Transgressions.
More. On USA Basketball Transgressions when Grinning Chris returns. Here's some traffic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, another edition of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Maybe doesn't like it.
Chris, fix your camera.
Yeah, fix your camera.
Sorry, guys.
I was going to point, but he was looking down at his sheet.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, you know how I do this once in a while?
I don't like it when you do this. It puts a lot of pressure on me.
Picking Scraby to win.
I knew it. This is a category that's Scraby proof.
No,
you can't mess this up.
No, you can mess it up, but I think I finally found a category that Tony's not going to have. Just his usual never miss a question success.
Is it alcohol types? Because
alcohol
I am an
related.
Expert in that. Hey, back real, in the day.
I have to share this with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally at our stops, different organizations will have like the great broadcasters that, you know, came through there or the great broadcasters of all time. Dodgers have one. Obviously, where did we just leave?
Cleveland.
We just left Cleveland. Cleveland has a kind of Hall of Fame of broadcasters.
And okay.
I'm about to be very childish right now, but I'm going to put this. I took a picture because I thought I knew I didn't want to share it with you guys.
All right.
And I want Scraby. I want you to read this to our folks out there.
I need to. I can't just read off of your screen. Oh,
yeah, Scraby, who is that a picture of there? Can you see?
Oh, I can't repeat that. I can't. Okay, you gotta turn your phone back on.
It's the man's name.
I know his name.
That's his name.
His name is Gordon. Put it down a little bit.
I don't think you
Cobbledick. I'm just trying to make sure I got it 100% right before I said
he's in the Cleveland Hall of Fame of broadcasters.
Gordon,
legend,
the G-man,
the folks, the G-man. Yeah.
Gordon Cobbledick.
Wow,
is a human?
Okay.
That's Tony took a picture knowing that I was going to love every second.
That's so funny. Tony's like, I'm going to be childish right now. I don't think he realized just how childish he was going to be.
I did know because my guy, Mudcat Grant and myself and Donnie and Jesse had a good little laugh at that because I hadn't seen it. They had all seen it before. And it just caught me off guard.
Someone on the chat, Tyler, actually said it's a good thing that first letter of his last name is not a G instead of a C.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
C indeed. Isn't much better, but it's better.
C is way better than G.
I just think it's the end of his last name that gives him a little bit of a problem.
It's like, you know what? We haven't heard much from our guy Dick Pound. We haven't heard from him in a while because usually Olympic time is Dick Pound time. That's a real name, guys.
It's coming up. Speaking of the Olympics, let's get off of this before we dissipate into further trouble. The men's Olympic basketball team. A lot of people are calling it the greatest collection of Olympic stars ever. And I think that they should, you know, pump the brakes on that a little bit, especially after Saturday's performance. They took on South Sudan in a Olympic prep game. The United States was favored, according to BetMGM, by 43.5 points. So imagine our surprise when we looked up at halftime and they were down 14 in a game they were favored by 43.5. LeBron James would ultimately hit a shot near the end of the game and they would hold on for a 101-100 victory. Now, the reason that I'm finding fault with this is because a little bit of the arrogance of the United States basketball team, but I'm not a fan of what they did to Kawhi Leonard, and they don't have a problem having a spot for Kevin Durant, who's been injured and hasn't been able to play. I don't think that they did right by Jaylen Brown either, who I think is a deserving player.
And I just wonder if they put together the best possible squad. But mostly it's the fact that the United States has been called. This is the greatest collection of talent of all time. Jason Tatum, LeBron James.
I think the Dream Team will always have that.
Well, that's my point. People are comparing it to the Dream Team. I don't think you can compare it to the Dream Team. Now, on the one argument that I'll give this year's team, and what they're all trying to get us to believe now, is that the rest of the world has apparently caught up. And so these other countries, unlike 1992, when the Dream Team beat everybody by 60 points, they're much better. But South Sudan? Like, that just threw me off, Tony.
I mean, it sounds like you need convincing that the world has gotten better. Is that what it is?
Maybe I need a little convincing that South Sudan should be able to play on the same stage as the United States.
They had a couple NBA guys on there, didn't they?
They had one.
They had one. All right.
They had one. I don't know who it was. Honestly,
Gabriel,
I
think it was. Yeah. Or former NBA. I'm not sure. I mean, listen, ultimately they won. These are warm-up games. I'm not sitting here saying that South Sudan is all of a sudden a basketball powerhouse and should be respected, you know, in that fashion. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, they didn't play well. And so the game ended up closer than it should have been. And OG LeBron had to bail him out. As he kind of did today, as they took on Germany and ended up winning. I think they ended up winning by four. But
Won by four today.
I think in some ways, and you know, this. Let me say this. Outside from South Sudan, who ended up making that game pretty close, I think it's just evidence that the world is catching up, and they can't just show up and boat, you know, steamroll a bunch of these teams anymore. It does not. That hasn't been the case for quite some time. But Sudan is a little probably not one of those teams.
Here's my thing, Tony, and I'm on my lawn again, where I spend far too much time. But I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the guys they choose for the Olympic team, there's no glue guys on the team. Everybody is a scorer first. And I don't know if Jason Tatum or Devin Booker or even Curry, for that matter, necessarily lead the league in defense and do the kinds of things necessary to win games. We talk about the fact that the rest of the country's, you know, closing the gap. To me, I think they need to do a better job of putting together an actual team rather than just the 15 leading scorers.
I don't think they did that. I think that is the argument that a lot of people, like Gilbert Arenas, are making, is that they didn't take the best guys. They tried to put the best team that fit together. And, you know, I don't know that glue guys have anything to do with it, because the original Dream Team certainly didn't have any glue guys. They had a bunch of dudes who led the league in scoring or assists.
But they were so much better. That's my – I think now it's more important.
Even the Redeem team that won it all, they certainly didn't have a glue guy. I mean, they had virtually a lot of these same dudes that are on this team now, and the young versions that I recall the last time they got ready for an Olympics, they had some close calls early too. And then as they got closer and closer to the actual Olympics, they started to kind of look a little bit better and more like a team. These guys haven't played all that much time. I fully expect it gets to where it needs to be.
All right.
You want to know how the world is catching up, Chris? In the top 10 of the NBA draft this year, in the first round, the first two picks were from France, Australia, and then there's another guy from France in the number 6 pick. So a lot more international players being drafted high.
Whose side are you on, anyway?
I'm on the USA side, but not if they're going to play like that.
Well, they play Serbia in their first Olympic game July 28th. What's that? Next Sunday at 8:15 a.m.
Is that Jokic?
That'll be their first game. Serbia, I don't know. That's Djokovic, but he doesn't play basketball.
I'm getting the two.
Yeah, I don't think
itches.
It's
his. Yes, confused.
They play Serbia. They play South Sudan. They play Puerto Rico, their first three games. They are a 16.5-point favorite over Serbia, for whatever that's worth. It'll be interesting. Maybe it'll be more interesting. It looks like it's going to be more interesting than it ever has been before.
Say that.
All right.
All right, we got Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Get geared up for a good round of that next on Gwen and Chris.
6:37 on the clock here in D.C., 3:37 there in sunny San Diego. Tony, I think it's sunny. I assumed it was
it
sunny.
Is.
Is it sunny?
Yeah, okay. It's nice. It's a little warm, actually.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm surprised you guys got a little. It was like a heat wave coming into that bad boy. And there are
Saturday was hot. Saturday was really hot. Like got into the 90s out in the valley.
Yeah,
area,
Saturday I went for a hike and
it was warm.
I had to change shirts halfway through.
Definitely
was,
warm.
Yeah,
but it's so sweet.
So, wait. How did the hike go?
Okay.
Wait, are you supposed to be hiking?
I
there,
took it
man?
Easy. Yes, I'm seeing my surgeon actually tomorrow for my 6-week checkup on my shoulder. So we'll see.
I hope Scraby doesn't mind me sharing this with everybody, but you know, he has been. How shall we say this? A little more agitated as he was going through his shoulder recovery. Felt like it should be healing faster, and it wasn't. And he would, you know, he had about a week stretch there where he was not a very happy person.
I attacked Tony during text messaging with him.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that one that day.
I was just like, because we know each other so well by now, all three of us, that if a text is in any way different than the normal text, we immediately know that someone's angry. And yeah, so we deal with it. And I was just like, okay, fine. When can you do it then?
he was pressing me. And I could sense he was upset. I didn't know it was his shoulder that was bothering him at the time, but I could sense he was upset. And so I just tried to play along as best I could. And eventually the options that I presented him weren't satisfying, so he just kind of left it alone. And then he eventually admitted to...
Well, Tony disarmed me because he said, hey, man, is everything okay? And I was like, all right, I was a jerk. Now
I don't understand how a shoulder being sore can cause you to write a mean text, though. Like, I don't get the connection.
Okay. He was in pain.
Yes.
He's in pain.
And I was angry that morning.
I get it.
I was frustrated with whatever was going on in my life that day, and so I took it out on Tony for a text.
it's a testament to really how well we know each other here.
Yes.
I was immediate. It's like, oh, yeah, this dude is another.
And I will say this. I will say this. Tony singularly reached out to me asking me if I was okay, and he even called me to see if I was okay. So that is the type of guy Tony is. Chris, on the other hand... didn't hear one word from him.
Well, I'm not gonna mean text to somebody. No, I didn't really get it.
I will say this, because someone sent me a DM, I think it, or not DM, Deborah on Twitter. She posted this thing about how Chris, when I was sick, was saying that I was helping more at home than I ever did when I was here. And they thought he was making fun of me. Chris did text me after the show thanking me for the help I did at home. So everybody, we're all very, what is the word, copacetic?
Should be.
All right. We have stalled long enough for this butt whooping that's coming your way. I know you said some nice things about me, but let's get to the action, please.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome to it. A special Monday edition of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Normally played on Tuesdays, but we have a very short show tomorrow. It's going to be like 45 minutes long tomorrow. So I thought we'd get a Fantabulous Sports Game Show. It's been a while since Tony's taken Scraby down in this game. You can play along out there, see how well you do. And it's a Monday-themed category today, since it's a Monday.
What does that even mean?
Well, you're going to find out in just a second. You're going to find out.
Oh.
Monday Night Football. Indeed, Tony was on to it. It's getting into its 55th year.
Wow.
Monday Night Football is. There are 14, which is just under half, of the teams in the NFL that have won 30 or more Monday night football games.
Jeez.
It is your job to name those teams. You have to use a little bit of strategy here. Teams that play the most, better teams maybe. But name the 14 NFL teams that have won 30 or more
Monday night football games over the years. You need 8 correct answers to win, or 3 strikes, and you're out. Scraby, you want to go first or second? Or do you just want to give up the game before we start and save yourself the agony?
No, this is a very interesting category. How long? 55 years?
55 years. Started in 1970.
Well, there are a couple East Coast teams that seem to be on every single week.
All right.
But I'm going to start with the Dallas Cowboys.
You're going to go first then?
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys have won 51 Monday Night Football games.
All right. There
Scraby, that is correct. That is the third most of all the teams in the National Football League. They've won 51. All right, Tony, we're underway. Name a team that's won 30 or more Monday Night Football games.
49ers.
49ers have won 52. One more than the Cowboys. They are second on the all-time list. It's 1-1. There are 12 correct answers remaining, Mr. Scraby.
Let's go with the Eagles.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Why?
Because they're on almost every week, some primetime game.
You think?
Don't do that to me.
Remember, this is 1970. It started. The Eagles were awful back then.
But they probably played 30 games in the last 3 years on Monday Night Football.
They have 42. So that is a correct answer.
Why
they
do you do that to me?
Sixth.
Why did you say it's correct?
Yes.
Well, I just didn't know why you. The Eagles just seem like a strange guess.
Really?
Yeah, it's not one of the great all-time franchises.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
But anyway, Tony, you're up. 2-1, Scraby leads.
How about the Raiders?
Ah, yes, they're on my list. They're on my list.
The Raiders used to own Monday Night Football. That has changed somewhat over the last many years, but with 45 wins, they have the fourth most Monday Night victories.
Can you give me the win totals again? Cowboys had how many?
Cowboys had 51. 49ers had 52. Philadelphia had 42. The Raiders had 45.
Okay.
You're missing number one, number five, and then the rest at this point. But it's only 4 correct answers. Scraby, who you'd like to go with here? What shot in the dark do you want to take this time?
That look.
If looks could kill, I would have been off the show years ago.
Chris, is how many wins do they have to have?
30 or more.
30 or more.
30 or more.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to say the Steelers.
The Steelers. How would you like to know that that is number one?
Oh, okay.
Number one, 56 Monday Night Football victories for the Steelers.
Lots
56.
Of Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they had a guy named Terry Bradshaw before that.
Said it's 50 what?
56. Steelers are number one. They have the most. So you guys have gotten 5 of the top 6 so far.
This
Tony's
is when it
turn.
Gets hard.
Tony's turn. Guess a team with 30 or more.
Oh, it felt good and then it didn't.
Catch yourself. You're like,
oh, how about the...
stop it. Scraby. Scraby, you're bad news, man.
Let's go with the Packers.
I was going to say, is time up or what?
Yeah, time's up. He said the Packers. That is correct. They have 40. 40 Monday Night victories for the Pack. So you guys, with 6 correct answers total, you've named 6 of the first 7. And then the rest of the teams after that. And there are 8 correct answers to go, Scraby. There's only one that's in the top half that is left. You don't have to guess them, but I'm just giving you that for
I know the Patriots were bad for a long time, but I'm going to say because Tom Brady, they probably were on 3 or 4 times per year.
Right.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
You're going to go with the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah. Patriots have played on Monday Night Football 57 times.
That's not good.
So they'd have to win at least 30 of them.
Yeah.
They won 29.
Yay!
Give yourself a strike, Scraby. Strike one. It's not officially a strike until I hear Scraby.
Thank you. I am beside myself right now.
You missed by one.
Only the greatest franchise of all time.
Well, that didn't qualify in this category.
I think you answered that yourself there, buddy, earlier.
Yeah, they were really, really awful before the Brady days. So remember, this goes all the way back to 1970. So 55 years of Monday Night Football. Tony, you're up. It's 3-3, but Scraby has a strike.
Ooh, how about the Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears. 38 for the Bears.
Oh, yes.
That's the winner. They are eighth on the list. You guys have now named seven of the top eight. And Tony has his first lead of the contest, 4-3. It is up to you, Scraby, with a strike in hand.
What about the Colts?
Colts.
Andrew Luck,
right.
Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison.
Only 46 appearances for the Colts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they don't get on that often.
What are you talking about?
Just giving you the answers. They got 25 wins.
I'm done with it. I'm leaving.
Strike two. Guess we'll have to do our own buzzer here. Hang on. He's honestly out of the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
I don't know what we're going to do.
My guy has left the building.
He left the studio. He did not leave the building, thank goodness, because you need to stay on the air.
I needed to scream an expletive in the hallway.
Colts at 25, man. So you've missed two.
Yeah, I'm aware. Thank you.
There's still seven correct answers, Tony, for you to choose from. These are the all-time winningest teams on Monday Night Football.
How about the MIA Dolphins?
Thank you, Tony. Showing a little respect
no one
for
cares
the Dolphins.
About the Dolphins.
Dolphins have been on the third most times, though.
Oh, man, I love the Cleo Lemon days. Those are great.
They weren't on very much in those days, but with 87, they actually have a losing record. They're 43-44, but that is enough to qualify in this category.
Way too many games for them.
And the Tony Gwynn takes a 5-3 lead. Okay, there's six correct answers left. I will tell you that every one of the final answers has between 30 and 33 wins. So it's right down to the nitty-gritty here. Scraby, you need to make me look good. I thought you were going to, have some success in this category.
Me too. Patriots is the answer to everything.
Not this one.
Another team that plays a lot on Monday Night Football would be the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
At this point, I've already lost, so.
52 appearances for the Giants.
Okay, at least some decent numbers.
Oh, no, I take it back.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
No, you're not going to believe this. 80 appearances for the Giants.
And they better not be.
80!
Ugh.
They're on there.
They've only won 27.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
They're 27, 50, and 3. They have actually three ties, but they've had the worst winning percentage of any team on Monday Night Football.
All right.
You can pick them, man.
You can pick them, man.
What was it, 27?
27 and 50. The Giants are just awful on Monday Night Football.
Are the Chiefs on that list?
Yes, they are.
Oh, of course they are. Here's on my list.
Are the Vikings on that list?
Yes, they are. Here's the ones you missed. Denver, 33.
Had it on my list.
Kansas City, 33.
Had it on my list.
Washington, 33.
Oh, did not have that one.
Rams, 33. Minnesota, 32.
And then the
team with the best winning percentage. Did anyone know this? Probably not too many people knew. The team with the best winning percentage with a record of 31-12.
Arizona Cardinals?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
I can see that.
31-12. Very good for the Seahawks.
That Pete Carroll time certainly helped.
Yes, it did. It seemed like, plus, I'm just thinking in my mind, I don't recall the Seahawks ever playing a road game on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they used to play in the Kingdom all the time.
Yeah, it seems like they're always at home on Monday night, so maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, Scraby, that you got the Patriots, Giants, and the Colts right there.
Three legendary teams that have been in the league for the entire time.
They've
been in the league for the entire time that Monday Night Football has been airing, and they can't do it. And you thought the Eagles was the crazy guess.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah.
They had 42.
Another. God, you find a way to lose it every time.
I didn't find a way to lose this one, Chris.
Yes, you did. You guessed three wrong answers in a row.
That's impressive.
I think not all three of those teams were good guesses.
Evidently not.
Real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to my little sister.
Oh, you know what? We were definitely lax in not bringing this up much earlier.
Yes.
But no, I want to give a shout out. She sang the national anthem at the Hall of Fame yesterday as Todd Helton and Jim Leland and Adrian Beltre. Missing one, right? Who else?
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer, yeah.
Joe Mauer.
As they went in, she sang the national anthem. So she did a terrific job. Go, sis.
By the dawn's
do your thing.
Early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam.
Man, I love it more than that home run derby one already.
Yeah, yeah, where was she last Monday night when we really needed her?
Yeah. Actually, you know, my AA group, we talked about that. Like, how, because I've done a million embarrassing things, but I can't even imagine waking up the next day with the entire world making fun of you. Like, literally, every internet meme is about you and how bad you are at the national anthem. That would be terrible.
Well, next time you need a Monday night, or I mean a Monday night, or on a Monday night, you need a national anthem singer. Tony Gwynn's daughter, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s sister, she's good. I've heard her before. She sounded really good there. Really?
She's at Cooperstown.
She did
yeah, that's awesome.
She did her thing, for
great
sure.
Great job.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side. That means some Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973 if you want to play.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome to it. A special Monday edition of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Normally played on Tuesdays, but we have a very short show tomorrow. It's going to be like 45 minutes long tomorrow. So I thought we'd get a Fantabulous Sports Game Show. It's been a while since Tony's taken Scraby down in this game. You can play along out there, see how well you do. And it's a Monday-themed category today, since it's a Monday.
What does that even mean?
Well, you're going to find out in just a second. You're going to find out.
Uh-oh.
Monday Night Football. Indeed, Tony was onto it. It's getting into its 55th year.
Wow.
Monday Night Football is. There are 14, which is just under half, of the teams in the NFL that have won 30 or more Monday night football games.
Jeez.
It is your job to name those teams. You have to use a little bit of strategy here. Teams that play the most, better teams maybe. But name the 14 NFL teams that have won 30 or more Monday night football games over the years. You need 8 correct answers to win. Or 3 strikes, and you're out. Scraby, you want to go first or second? Or do you just want to give up the game before we start and save yourself the agony?
No, this is a very interesting category. How long? 55 years?
55 years. Started in 1970.
Well, there are a couple East Coast teams that seem to be on every single week.
All right.
But I'm going to start with the Dallas Cowboys.
You're going to go first then?
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys have won 51 Monday Night Football games.
All right.
Scraby, that is correct. That is the third most of all the teams in the National Football League. They've won 51. All right, Tony, we're underway. Name a team that's won 30 or more Monday Night Football games.
49ers.
49ers have won 52. One more than the Cowboys. They are second on the all-time list. It's 1-1. There are 12 correct answers remaining, Mr. Scraby.
Let's go with the Eagles.
Really?
Yes.
Really. Why?
Because they're on almost every week, some primetime game.
You think?
Don't do that to me.
Remember, this is 1970. It started.
The Eagles were awful back then.
But they probably played 30 games in the last 3 years on Monday Night Football.
They have 42. So that is a correct answer.
Why
they
do you do that to me?
Sixth.
Why did you just say it's correct?
Yes. Well, I just didn't know why you... The Eagles just seem like a strange guess.
Really?
Yeah, it's not one of the great all-time franchises.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
But anyway, Tony, you're up. 2-1, Scraby leads.
How about the Raiders?
Yes, they're on my list. They're on my list.
The Raiders used to own Monday Night Football. That has changed somewhat over the last many years, but with 45 wins, they have the fourth most Monday Night victories.
Can you give me the win totals again? Cowboys had how many?
Cowboys had 51. 49ers had 52. Philadelphia had 42. The Raiders had 45.
Okay.
You're missing number one, number five, and then the rest at this point. But it's only four correct answers. Scraby, who you'd like to go with here? What shot in the dark do you want to take this time?
That look.
If looks could kill, I would have been Chris off the show years ago.
Chris, is how many wins do they have to have?
30 or more.
30 or more.
30 or more.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to say the Steelers.
The Steelers. How would you like to know that that is number one?
Oh, okay.
Number one, 56 Monday Night Football victories for the Steelers.
Lots of Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they had a guy named Terry Bradshaw before that.
Said it's 50 what?
56. Steelers are number one. They have the most. So you guys have gotten five of the top six so far.
This
Tony's
is when it
turn.
Gets hard.
Tony's turn. Guess a team with 30 or more.
Oh, it felt good and then it didn't.
Catch yourself. You're like,
oh, how about the...
stop it. Scraby. Scraby, you're bad news, man.
Let's go with the Packers.
I was going to say, is time up or what?
Yeah, time's up. He said the Packers. That is correct. They have 40. 40 Monday Night victories for the Pack. So you guys, with six correct answers total, you've named six of the first seven. And then the rest of the teams after that. And there are eight correct answers to go, Scraby. There's only one that's in the top half that is left. You don't have to guess them, but I'm just giving you that for
I know the Patriots were bad for a long time, but I'm going to say because Tom Brady, they probably were on three or four times per year.
Right.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
You're going to go with the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah. Patriots have played on Monday Night Football 57 times.
That's not good.
So they'd have to win at least 30 of them.
Yeah.
They won 29.
Yay!
Give yourself a strike, Scraby. Strike one. It's not officially a strike until I hear... Scraby.
Thank you. I am beside myself right now.
You missed my one.
Only the greatest franchise of all time.
Well, that... Didn't qualify in this category.
I think you answered that yourself there, buddy, earlier.
Yeah, they were really, really awful before the Brady days. So remember, this goes all the way back to 1970. So 55 years of Monday Night Football. Tony, you're up. It's 3-3, but Scraby has a strike.
Ooh, how about the Bears?
The Bears.
The Bears. 38 for the Bears.
Oh, yes.
That's the winner. They are eighth on the list. You guys have now named seven of the top eight. And Tony has his first lead of the contest, 4-3. It is up to you, Scraby, with a strike in hand.
What about the Colts?
Colts.
Andrew Luck,
right.
Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison.
Only 46 appearances for the Colts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they don't get on that often.
What are you talking about?
Just giving you the answers. They got 25 wins.
I'm done with this. I'm leaving.
Strike two. Guess we'll have to do our own buzzer here. Hang on. He's honestly out of the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
I don't know what we're going to do.
My guy has left the building.
He left the studio. He did not leave the building, thank goodness, because you need to stay on the air.
I needed to scream an expletive in the hallway.
Colts at 25. Man. So you've missed two.
Yeah, I'm aware. Thank you.
There's still seven correct answers, Tony, for you to choose from. These are the all-time winningest teams on Monday Night Football.
How about the MIA Dolphins?
Thank you, Tony. Showing a little respect for the Dolphins.
No one cares about the Dolphins.
Dolphins have been on the third most times, though.
Oh, man, I love the Cleo Lemon days. Those were great.
They weren't on very much in those days, but with 87, they actually have a losing record. They're 43-44, but that is enough to qualify in this category.
Way too many games for them.
And the Tony Gwynn takes a 5-3 lead. Okay, there's six correct answers left. I will tell you that every one of the final answers has between 30 and 33 wins. So it's right down to the nitty gritty here. Scraby, you need to make me look good. I thought you were gonna, have some success in this category.
Me too. Patriots is the answer to everything.
Not this one.
Another team that plays a lot on Monday Night Football would be the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
At this point, I've already lost. So,
52 appearances for the Giants.
Okay, at least some decent numbers.
Oh no, I take it back.
Oh gosh.
No, you're not going to believe this. 80 appearances for the Giants.
And they better not be
80.
Ugh.
They're on there.
They've only won 27.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
They're 27, 50, and 3. They have actually three ties, but they've had the worst winning percentage of any team on Monday Night Football.
All right.
You can pick them, man.
You can pick them, man.
What was it, 27?
27 and 50. The Giants are just awful on Monday Night Football.
Are the Chiefs on that list?
Yes, they are.
Oh, of course they are. Here's on my list.
Are the Vikings on that list?
Yes, they are. Here's the ones you missed. Denver, 33.
Had it on my list.
Kansas City, 33.
Had it on my list.
Washington, 33.
Oh, do not have that one.
Rams, 33. Minnesota, 32. And then the team with the best winning percentage. Did anyone know this? Probably not too many people knew. The team with the best winning percentage with a record of 31-12.
Arizona Cardinals?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
I can see that.
31-12. Very good for the Seahawks.
That Pete Carroll time certainly helped.
Yes, it did. It seemed like, plus, I'm just thinking in my mind, I don't recall the Seahawks ever playing a road game on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they used to play in the Kingdom all the time.
Yeah, it seems like they're always at home on Monday night, so maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, Scraby, that you got the Patriots, Giants, and the Colts right there.
Three legendary teams that have been in the league for the entire time.
They've
been in the league for the entire time that Monday Night Football has been airing, and they can't do it. And you thought the Eagles was the crazy guess.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah.
They had 42.
Another. God, you find a way to lose it every time.
I didn't find a way to lose this one, Chris.
Yes, you did. You guessed three wrong answers in a row. That's impressive.
I think all three of those teams were good guesses.
Evidently not.
Real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to my little sister.
Oh, we were definitely lax in not bringing this up much earlier.
Yes,
but
no, I want to give a shout out. She sang the national anthem at the Hall of Fame yesterday, as Todd Helton and Jim Leland and Adrian Beltre. Missing one, right? Who else?
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer, yeah.
Joe Mauer.
As they went in, she sang the national anthem. So she did a terrific job. Go, sis. Do your thing.
Early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleam.
Man, I love it more than that home run derby one already.
Yeah, where was she last Monday night when we really needed her?
Yeah. Actually, my AA group, we talked about that. Like, how, because I've done a million embarrassing things, but I can't even imagine waking up the next day with the entire world making fun of you. Like, literally, every internet meme is about you and how bad you are at the national anthem. That would be terrible.
Well, next time you need a Monday night, or on a Monday night, you need a national anthem singer. Tony Gwynn's daughter, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s sister, She's good. I've heard her before. She sounded really good there. Really.
She's at Cooperstown.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She did her thing, for
great
sure.
Great job.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side. That means some Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973 if you want to play.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive.
It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.